Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. We're joined today by Fred Geisha, the First Peoples Program Lead and Community Services and Culture, with the St. Kilda Festival coming up on Saturday, the 14th of February. Fred talks a little bit more about what's to come. Thanks for joining us, Fred.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Can you give a little introduction of who you are? Who are you? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
So my name is Fred Geisha. I am Miriam from the Miriam people, from otherwise known as Murray Island in the Torres Straits, on my dad's side. I'm on Kanaka from the island of Umbe and Vanuatu on my mum's side. But, you know, that's the easiest way to explain it, because there's a whole heap of other mobs mixed in there.
So the St. Kilda Festival is coming up for Saturday, 14th of February. Can you tell us a little bit about your role and what you're doing with the festival?
Yeah, so I am the producer of the First Peoples First Festival. So this year we'll mark the 20th anniversary of this format of the festival. It's now the opening, one of the biggest opening showcases at a mainstream festival. So we are the opening showcase to the big festival Sunday. So it's all about putting First Nations artists front and centre on the main stage in front of large and diverse audiences, from those bands coming from the very grassroots, starting out in their journey in their music career, to really, you know, with established more established First Nations artists like Barker that we've got headlining, and like we've had Uncle Jiroach in the past, and Christine Arno and people like that. So yeah, it's a real mix of experience and in their careers.
What kind of things will people see on the first day, the First Peoples Festival?
So the Saturday is entirely First Nations. So all that means all the stage programming, to the market stalls, to all the arts and crafts activities, to all the dance troupes. Over three activation areas. There's two main stages, one in O'Donnell Gardens outside of the Lunar Park in St Kilda. There is the main stage down on the St Kilda foreshore. And then we've got the front of the Palais Theatre, their new area, which is dedicated to a dance zone. So we'll see from traditional dancers to contemporary dancers in that zone, along with First Nations face painters. But the whole day, like I said, is dedicated to entirely First Nations programming.
Why is it significant to have the opening day be dedicated to our First Nations creatives?
Well, that's the way things should be with festivals now. I've been doing this close to over 30 years now, so close to 34 years or something like that. I've been working with festivals, programming festivals, and it's, you know, I've worked on a lot of festivals where the First Nations people aren't front and centre, where on smaller stages and little out-of-the-way venues. But this one, we've got two large stages, and like I said, for this festival, we really want to put an emphasis on putting First Peoples first, and that means putting them front and centre in the spotlight, where we rightfully should be.
When it comes to the St Kilda Festival for the day, you're going to have big musical acts as well as some novice musical acts, and you also said some stalls and activations and dance. What are some things that are happening at the festival that you're really keen for audiences to go and see?
Oh, well, I'm keen for them to see everything. I don't want to put one thing above another, because it's all important, it's all individual, it's all unique, and all the artists that are coming have their own style of music, whether that be traditional form or more contemporary, from the bush band stuff. We've got bands coming down from the Northern Territory and South Australia, from Western Australia as well. So we've got language bands, bush band scene, to bands like Selves, a really powerhouse rock band, First Nations band who really making waves, and have, you know, they've just returned from recording at Abbey Road Studios in London where the Beatles recorded. So yeah, there's really that diverse diversity in our music, and that's what we really want to showcase. That we play everything. We play everything from jazz to opera to hard rock. So that's what the purpose of this festival is to really showcase our diversity.
For people who want to get in amongst it and know who's performing or to find out what stalls and dances are happening where can people get more information or keep up to date on what's happening?
Yeah, we can go to the St Kilda Festival website. All the program is there, all the artists and times of the program they can download from the website. So they can plan out their day, what's happening where, and there's maps and everything like that to help people to navigate around the festival site. It's a really big festival site. So if you just get onto the website, that should find out anything you need to know.
Before we wrap up the interview, is there anything that you wanted to highlight whilst we're here, whilst you're thinking of it?
I guess the highlight will be our traditional sunset ceremony. To close off the first day, and that will be presided over by our traditional elder, Aunty Carolyn Briggs, and there will be traditional dances, traditional songs to a smoking ceremony that will take place after the headline act, Barker. That happens at sunset, and it's really a beautiful sight to see as the sun's coming down, and to have all the dancers coming onto the stage and performing. It really is a beautiful sort of backdrop looking over the St Kilda Port Phillip Bay.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on and telling us more about the St Kilda Festival that's happening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Fred Geisher, First Peoples Program Lead and Community Services and Culture. You can find more information about the St Kilda Festival for Saturday, February 14th. You're listening to NITV Radio.